back live in LA, and that girl, you know, turning 30 this week, but she's got a bone to pick with Betty Crocker. She said, what, she tweeted him, yo, Betty Crocker, or her, it's a woman, right? Why would you discontinue rainbow chip frosting? What the heck am I supposed to put on my funfetti cake? How can I turn 30 now?
So here's the real question, right? Yeah. Aunt Jemima, real or fake?
Here's the question now. Who fucking gives a fuck?
Jeez. So was they twins? I love it when they both go all in. Like that, this one and that one. See, he wants the cute one, I want the fat one. Does she pay what she bring? I'm looking for a Jennifer Holiday. And I got all these chains bought up, and I got all this drink bought up. I bought all these bottles up in this club. Came here with all my dogs, but I'm trying to leave the joy of friends. Did I know too much? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. She can hang her with the girls, then the bitch threw up. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. And I miss the eights one. Bought up, and I got
me favors. My face is a thousand.
All right. This is going to be my first trip to this gas station since Apple Pay rolled out. I might be able to pay for this energy drink with my phone. It's my intent to use my phone to pay for this energy drink. That's my goal. They might not support it yet. I guess not all Chevron stations are taking it yet. But the plan, anyway, the plan is to try and use my phone to buy an energy drink. And not like order it and have them deliver it. Like I'm going to walk in there, pick up an energy drink, and then wave my phone at a thing. And then the guy's going to say, all right, take the energy drink. And I'll be like, fucking hey, I'm taking this energy drink. And then he'll be like, you don't need to be so aggressive about it. It's NFC payments. They've been around for years. So your fancy fucking expensive phone has it now. Doesn't mean you're fucking better than everybody else, asshole. And I'll be like, well, that's a fair point. But I still waved my phone at this thing, and now you've given me an energy drink, so who wins? Me. Me. awkward. I bet regardless of what happens, it's going to be awkward. Here we go. I bought that with my phone. But it wasn't, I don't know, like, they still made me sign, which I, you know, that's kind of spotty, like, where do you have to sign for credit card transactions, and where you don't, or whatever. This place, even for like $6, you still have to sign. But one time I went in there and the dude was just like, it was a different guy working, and he was like, fucking whatever, like, I didn't have to sign nothing. He was like, alright, cool. So I don't know if it's just like, this dude thinks that everyone has to sign everything, and you don't, I'm not really sure what the deal is. And I still had to push, so I had to, like, he had to push a button on his end before it would, like, you know, it seemed like he had to push a button on his end. Which I said, like, can I use my phone for this stuff? And he went, oh, yeah, yeah. And And then it made me touch the thing. I had to touch the phone. It made me caress the phone. And once the phone had been properly caressed, it something beeped. And then I had to push the credit card button on the machine also. It didn't just go like, I still had to push credit instead of debit, you know? Not really much faster than just getting out a credit card and swiping it. In fact, maybe slightly slower than getting out a credit card and just swiping it. Well, the end result was the same. I mean, I walked out of there with a unsatisfying food bar of some kind. and a tall can of this energy drink. So I can't complain, really. Name had a year in it, so for our side project thing, we decided to do this. Still says American Express on it. Which is interesting. I thought that this would make it so that, like, so that even the credit card type wasn't revealed. It was more just like a, all right, here are the numbers, you make this transaction, and then on the back end, we know it's an Amex, and we do all that stuff. When you were lost, I was born, and the storm, it was time.
James Hand on Old Nation from Iranian cold New York City. It's not Los Angeles, I'll tell you that. But then again, it's got more grit under its fingernails. That is Night Terrors of 1927 on the New Music Radar at Old Nation. So please go to facebook.com/Old Nation and let us know if you like that one or if you don't. That's how the New Music Radar works. If you don't like the sounds of Tegan and Sarah going in the background, what are we supposed to do for you?
Yumi Zuma is a crappy band name. Actually, maybe it's just this person's name. I guess maybe that's possible. In which case, it's totally okay.
Out right now on Cassine, and before that we heard from the artist formerly known as Ejecta. They're now calling themselves Young Ejecta, and they have a new album out early next year.
Fuck you.
Called The Planet. We also heard from DDL and a brand new song from Noah Lennox of Animal Collective. We know him as Panda Bear. That is Mr. Noah from Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper. It's also the title track of a new EP that he just dropped last night. All the information on that can be found over at gorillaversusbear.net. Coming up next on the show, we've got an artist from our neck of the woods that we introduced you to just last week here on the show and over on the blog. He's in the studio right now in Fort Worth with Austin and Josh of White Denim. His name is...
What's all that reverb?
And this track has sort of blown up in the last week. You can still download it for free over on the blog. It's called Coming Home.
So much fucking bounce, man. Come on, man. Get into a studio. Put a towel over your head while you're talking, at least. You know, drape a towel over you and the microphone. while you record your satellite radio show in your bedroom or, you know, kitchen or whatever. Come on, music blogger, get it together. You've got a radio show now. Looks like this lane is having issues. Everyone is evacuating it to get into my lane. Oh yeah, that car, the door is open. That's sign number one that something is amiss. Come on, smart car, make it happen. Get in front of me. That car doesn't necessarily look beat up. It just looks like maybe it stopped moving. Yeah, my tolerance for cover songs is really lowered as time has gone on. I've been a fool before, would like to get my love caught in the slime and dog. How about some information, please?
Faction. Earlier this week, Jamie Josta from Hatebreed was on the Jason Ellis show. He also went over to Liquid Metal and took the place over. You want to hear it? Catch a rebroadcast today, 3 p.m. East Side, 12 noon out west. 2 hours of Jamie Josta playing DJ and getting interviewed by Jose Mangan. All right, so look into that, Liquid Metal Channel 40. Right now, it's a band that Marky Ramone plays an awful lot. If you missed Marky, catch a rebroadcast of his show this Saturday, 3 p.m. East, 12 noon out west. Sonic Reducers, Dead Boys.
I mean, if anything, these, like, phone-based payment transactions should transmit the full receipt to the phone and make this whole thing totally paperless. You know? Stop printing out so much paper that it's like, I don't fucking want the receipt. But, you know, it's just going to get thrown away anyway. Like, I don't know. Like, which one of us gets to throw this away? You at the gas station or me when I get to the office and walk past a garbage can and realize that I've got, you know, wrappers from stupid bars and seats in my pocket and throw them all away. Let's reduce waste, man. We only got one Earth, man. Come on. Unless you count the other Earth that is on the exact opposite of the axis, so we never get to see it. I mean, there's that. Earth 2 is over. I mean, if you count Earth 2, we have two Earths. But
Rancid album honors all we know, out Tuesday. Plus, encore performances of the special Rancid episodes of Tim Armstrong's Tim Time Bomb and Friends. Rancid, this weekend, Faction.
Maybe this was the last good Soundgarden song. Actually, was this the last Soundgarden album that they put out? Or was that right when they split up? Like, this was the album that came out after Super Unknown. Right? They did two albums after that. Wanting to say a Velvet Revolver, but that's not right. God damn it. I feel like that song was all right. Then I remember like the rest of that not being great. The fuck's the name of that band? God damn it. was the name of that band Chris Cornell was in after Soundgarden?
Hey, hang on. Let me listen.
No, don't listen. I'm not trying to identify a fucking song, you dumb shit. Stupid fucking phone.
Sounds to me like Mama Bear decided to slug Soundgarden.
You asshole! Tell me all the bands Chris Cornell was in after Soundgarden. Now.
Hang on, let me listen.
You dipshit! Fuck you! Dumb phone? That's not at all what I... Oh! What's the name of that song, huh?
I'm not familiar with this song.
Yeah, no shit. Read Chris Cornell's Wikipedia page to me.
Here's what I found on the web for Read Chris Cornell's Wikipedia page to me.
God damn it.
The music that got North America out of those tight spandex pants.
Sorry.
And into some loose-fitting denim and flannel. This is SiriusXM Lithium.
Who sang the song Cochise? Audio Slave. God damn it. Finally. Had to fucking click through to a Wikipedia page for that song. Audio Slave is a cool name for a band. I don't care who knows it. Like a name like Audio Slave doesn't necessarily say like, hey, we're a rock band. Like, it kind of just sounds like it would be like some dumb like drum and bass break. It's like, I don't know, we got some ditzy blonde lady who kind of just coos over the beat and makes sexy sounding noises. We're Audio Slave. Like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andrew Kaufman's drawn myself. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one? Tell me, are you locked in the mind? And Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Extra rotten traffic right here today. Ugh. It's going so well. I have my limits. Oh, well, all right then.
We missed most of the song. Rolling next to the Grey Goose, LA Sheriff's Department jail bus. I don't know what's doing in San Francisco. I mean, obviously, you know, they gotta transport people somewhere, but. Prison bus. Cause I'm a sad, sad post G-code. I think I love the G-O-G concrete. Prison bus next to me. This is when I swerve and ram into it. And it fucking has to pull off the road. And then that's when we stage our break. Fucking bus almost swerved into me. Nice. Wow, man, prison bus right next to the Google bus, like who are the real prisoners, man, you know? Like, which ones are really trapped, you know? Think about it. Who are the real slaves to the government? The Google employees or the people on this jail bus? I mean, think about it. Like, I mean, if you really think about it, like, my shit right here. I want to
meet that guy. Like I don't. I was gonna say I'll meet the guy who's like still like very aggressively interested in Linkin Park. It's like, wait, no, I actually don't want to meet that person. Look, what I'm saying is I have feelings, okay? And they matter. They matter. It's all fucking glitchy and shit. This shit is fucking dark. The way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back. Like the weird fucking remix version of this wasn't bad. Like that remix album they did, I will stand by it a little bit. So yeah, you know. Like there's some stuff on there that at the time I was like, oh, it gave me a respect for Linkin Park that turned out to be a little misplaced. You know, because like the remix album was like interesting and cool and had some stuff going on, but then it was just like, oh wait, but like the rest of this stuff is fucking. It's just so fucking limp. Just like listen to it. It's just like there's no fucking. Like there's no balls to any of this. Listen to this. Listen to the way he's rapping. Listen to the fucking way he had, like this dude's fucking singing, and it's like. You know, the way he sings is, like, it is technically an impressive, like, technical feat or whatever, the way he could do it, but everything is just so fucking lifeless. And maybe it's because it's, like, a super old song now. The song's from, like, you know, 2001. So, like, standards for what was, like, hard music. That's the thing, is, like, standards for what is hard music are always changing and pushing further and further into a more extreme direction. It's the same way, like, you know, like, you listen to Marilyn Manson now, and you're like, that's, this is everything. This whole thing sounds just weak. Or you listen to like old metal. J-Lo. You know, like why was anyone ever scared of Ozzy Osbourne? This is just
what?
Like he's just singing songs. There's nothing frightening about Alice Cooper, you know? Yep, pretty women and fake thugs, one and the same. What are you even saying, Ja Rule? It's about time someone wrote a song about New York, you know? I feel like the city's just not getting its due.
What you want countdown on Sirius XM hits one. Number two.
Got a thing going on.
next will never come. Oh, help me, but don't tell me to deny it. I gotta cleanse myself of all these thoughts, but I'm good enough for now. I got a lot to lose, and I'm betting how, so I'm begging you. Before it ends, just tell me where to begin.
I would appreciate a new Fort Minor record. Still, I'll say it again. Every few months, I gotta, you know, say, I gotta say that out loud. Or just, you know, like that style of production with other people rap, you know, like the all the features and stuff. You know, styles of Beyond. Yeah, it's a good fucking record. It's a great fucking record. I mean, you know, it's like Mike Shinoda is a credible rapper. You know, you might not like what he does for his fucking day job, but like he can get something done on the mic.
I'm on the scared side. Fuck you. Oh, it's on fucking both these channels. Sounds old. It's so cool. Like, when did this song come out? Like, wait, it's about booties. What? It sounds like it's supposed to be 70s.
First alert by Dez Loaf. Try me. Give us your feedback on Facebook.com/HipHopNation as we continue to introduce new music first.
So first alert probably means that they paid to have this played here. What do you think about it? We don't actually care, but we're going to say that we do.
Let's get straight to it. Come on. bread. I got oil well money in the desert playing golf. Doce shorts, dashiki with a Louis scarf. Chest cold, diamonds make a nigga wanna call. And Dubai, 20 million on a villa loft. And then I step up in the club and then these other niggas, man, this shit. The way I make the people want to sing the hook in Arabic.
La la la, hale ni halo. Hini ba la, hini ba la. Me getting their rap money. Me getting their rap money. Hala, shit, you hale ni ba la. Mini hale, shit, ni ni ba la. Me getting their rap money.
Seven-star hotels, make back movies, sick, big ass, knock me, camel toe, Gucci print, women walk around while security.
I don't think seven-star hotels exist, Busta. I don't want to fucking freak you out, but it's supposed to stop at five.
Y'all already know I got the streets buzzing while I make it bad, and it makes a lot like a muscle.
I don't know, Busta Rhymes, this song. There's like a clean version of this song where they say getting all that money.
Yo, it's your boy, Juicy J in the building. Hit that follow button on Twitter and Instagram.
I think that's what it is.
Find out what the buzz is about.
So I guess that in and of itself is an admission that maybe that song is somewhat offensive.
From a bus, from a bus, from a bus. Niggas keep talking like they know something. I slide on your bitch like she hoes up. Don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, nigga, don't panic. Real niggas getting kite. Watch the fake niggas hide. Don't panic.
I don't think I like French Montana.
We just getting started, nigga, don't panic. Don't panic, don't panic.
Though I like the idea of a part of France that is like equitable to Montana.
Shorty fell in love with a hus, with a hus, with a hus. Man, I took her from a bus, from a bus. Niggas keep talking like they know something. I slide on your bitch like she hoes up. Don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, nigga, don't panic. Real niggas getting kind. Watch the fake niggas hide. Don't panic, don't panic. We just getting started, nigga, don't panic. Don't panic, don't panic.
It's time to take a trip back, so back up your vinyl, your cassettes, and your boombox, and get ready to get it in on Shade 45.
It's the ball, baby. It's the ball, baby. Stress in my hands, a bad young man from the left rack lands. They say I got an attitude, that's rude, because I worked over Elvis Grave with some blue suede shoes. I got some stuff that'll bust through your bust, clear as hell, jump. know the ox shit bum, but every now and then they say, but deep down in your heart, you and the dudes from Rubies don't believe that. Everyone's down with the ox brother. Every place I go, people be like, trying to get the flame down pat.
Get to bed, I get the story. You all sucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, when laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you, man, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash.
All right. All right. I'm going to go in there and get some things done. I'm going to record some stuff today. So I will see you guys later. Have a good Thursday. Shit. It's Thursday. Yeah. See ya.